Hey there, and welcome to part one, how to create an irresistible freebie. So we're going to talk about this in two parts. First, it's about how to create a freebie that's even worth signing up for, but I didn't want to leave you just hanging there. So I added on a part two about how to then actually get people to sign up for it using lead generation strategies. So let's hop right in to part one about how to create an irresistible freebie. Now, before we talk about freebies, I thought it would be helpful to take a little step back and remember some of the basics about marketing, because hopefully you can use these tips and apply them throughout your business. Let's remember some keys about marketing. Number one, people always want to move further away from pain and closer to pleasure, right? They want to be relieved of something and they probably want more of something else that's good instead, right? I want you always, as an entrepreneur, to be thinking about how are you helping them to do that? How are you helping them to move away from pain? How are you helping them getting closer to pleasure or being happy or having more time, money, energy, whatever it is, right? So yes, that can apply throughout your business. That can also apply here to a freebie because this freebie has to do that too, just like anything you create in your business. The second key marketing principle that I want you to remember is that in general, people are, or they think that they are, short on time, on money, on space, attention, capacity, energy, you name it, right? How are you relieving them of any of those things? How does your freebie do that? How do your products do that? How does your content do that? Everything you do has to be centered around that. The third thing I want you to remember and apply to everything I teach you in these trainings is that you always want to come back to centering your reader, your subscriber, your person in your audience, your customer, your ideal customer, whoever it is. You always want to center them as the hero of the story. So we're going to talk a lot about storytelling. If you read my emails, you know that that is my primary way of communicating with my audience. That's just my natural way of writing. It's the way I like to write. It's the thing I think I'm, you know, the best at when it comes to writing. And it's not, though, at the end of the day, about me. Sure, it might be a story about me, about something funny that happened to me, about something hard that happened to me, about something I overcame or some obstacle I smashed, right? But in telling the story, I then transition into how this applies to you. So although we might tell stories about ourselves, we need to shift out of ourselves and constantly center our reader, the person, as the hero ultimately of their own story, right? About the person who can also do what we do. So if it's a story about me overcoming an obstacle, it becomes about how you too can overcome obstacles, right? And how that's possible for you. So let's just keep that all in the back of our minds as we talk about freebies. So when we talk about creating an irresistible freebie, there really are two different paths you can take. Path number one is that the email itself is the value. I feel like this is relatively new or like, I don't know, cool, like on the side, unique. Not a lot of people do this, but it works really, really well. So path number one is that the email itself can be the freebie. It can be the valuable thing. Path number two is that you create more of a traditional freebie. That's a free downloadable thing that people opt into in exchange for giving you their email address. You give them some kind of free thing like a guide, a checklist, a video, right? So let's quickly go over path number one with the email being the freebie itself. The email is the value here, right? This is the kind of thing where I would want you to have a really quick, quippy, one sentence thing that would describe your newsletter and what it does for other people. Remember, going back to those marketing principles we talk about, what does it do for them? What are they going to get out of it? What are the benefits, right? What are the transformational benefits? So a weekly newsletter that blank, 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 like a weekly newsletter that helps you go from X to Z, right? A weekly newsletter that dispels the legal myths in the online business industry or something, right? A weekly newsletter that gives you the legal tips no one's told you, like something like this. What do they get from it, right? If you're going to go this route, path number one, and make your email itself the freebie, like the thing people can directly opt into your email, you don't have to have some freebie otherwise, like some downloadable thing. If you're going to go in that path, this email has to be a kind of a themed, branded thing. Like there has to be a thing or a vibe to this email, right? Has to have a name. it has to be very consistent. Like it goes out every Monday, it goes out every Wednesday, like whatever day it is, right? It has to be something that is substantial on its own. I really want you to step back if you are doing this already, even and it's just not working that well, and say, what value does this email provide to people? Why should they sign up for it? What are they getting out of it, right? These are the questions that your copy has to answer for them, because these are all the things, whether the people know it or not, these are all the objections and challenges that they have in their own mind. We have to give them a reason to be there, right? People have lots of options they have nowadays, right? And like when people complain about how the online business industry has changed, I will say, no, it's just, you have to be sharper, right? There are more, there's more competition. There's more content that they're getting hit with. People's inboxes are stuffed. We have to give them a reason to want to get ours. So that means you're not using any language like sign up for my newsletter, unless you're telling me what's in it and how that actually is going to help me. So that means not saying sign up to my newsletter, be the first to know when my coaching spots open, or sign up for my newsletter to be the first to know when my podcast is out. If we're being honest, nobody cares about that, right? They don't care to know, like, here's a good way to think of it. No one cares to be the first to know when your podcast episode is out. They care to know the content in, that's in it that will help them, right? Everybody thinks about everything, about how it's going to help them. What's in it for me, right? So you have to remember that they are asking themselves, like, why would I sign up for this? What's in it for me? You have to answer that question for them in your copy when you talk about your email. This email should have independent value. If I can stress anything more than any of the other tips when we're talking about this first path, this path of just using your email newsletter as the valuable thing that people should sign up for, it's that this email has to be highly valuable in and of itself. So there has to be something in your email. This is not where I took a course on Substack recently, and she said, nobody wants to hear your thoughts and opinions, because people will say, get my weekly newsletter, hear my thoughts and opinions on what you do, right? Nobody wants to hear that. It's kind of harsh to hear it, but when you sit with it, you're like, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense. If I told you, get my weekly email to hear my thoughts and opinions, you'd probably be like, no thanks, right? So we have enough thoughts and opinions, and plus my emails would be too long if they were all my thoughts and opinions. So we want this email to have very clear value. What is in it besides your thoughts and opinions? And applying all these marketing principles that we're talking about, how are you helping people? What's in it for them? How is it moving them further away from pain? Even just me saying, sign up for my weekly newsletter that gives you legal tips. Okay. I mean, maybe they need that, right? I mean, that's, I think that what I do is very valuable, but really what is it about the value in getting legal tips? It's that I'm cutting their time. I'm cutting their need to have to continue to search around. I'm cutting through all the noise. I'm a reliable source, so I'm letting them know that they can stop listening to their Uncle Ted about, you know, all these things that he's telling them at the dinner table that they have to do for their business. So I'm cutting out a lot of things. So I have to communicate that and the value. It's not just that the legal tips themselves are valuable. I think it can be helpful to create some sort of series or like setting an expectation, like it's like every Tuesday and there's always a Q&A, or there's always a this, or there's always a that, like something in it that's very consistent and unique and make it your own. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Last but not least, with this path, I would encourage you to give it a name. I think it really, really helps you, especially when it comes to marketing and branding your newsletter, because you'll be able to say, sign up for Sam's Sidebar, a weekly newsletter that, and then you insert the transformational benefits or the value there. So that's path number one, that's using our email as our value. Now, path number two is more common. I use both personally, so I'm a fan of using both. But path number two is about using the freebie as the thing that they're signing up for, instead of leading with talking about the weekly emails that they'll get from it. So path number two is a no-brainer, easy, quick win download. Something that they can download that is like, why wouldn't I download this? That's the way that I want you to think of it. It's really a no-brainer. I would encourage you to teeter on the edge of like, I feel like I could kind of charge for this kind of thing, or this could be like a bonus to my course or something like that. Like something that's that good, because that's going to make it a no-brainer for people to download. At the end of the day, if you would have charged $10, $20, $50 for this thing, that is going to be worth it for you to get an email lead onto your email list if that person converts to be a customer down the line, right? So I really want you to think about teetering on that edge of like, oh, I think that this could even be like a little mini product, almost like a tripwire. The way that I like to go about creating no-brainer freebies, especially that lead to sales and conversions down the line, which is, you know, ultimately your goal, is that I reverse engineer it for my product or service. So I want you to think about what are you ultimately hoping that people sign up for or purchase from you, and create almost like a skeleton outline type of freebie or something that's kind of related to that thing that you sell or the service or whatever, so that it makes sense that the person who would want to download that freebie would ultimately be somebody who would at least be interested in working with you in the future. So we don't just want to create like a freebie that's just a great idea that has nothing to do with what you actually sell, because then we're not going to get customers. We're just going to get a bunch of people downloading your freebie and then bolting. And that's not what we want. Some examples of freebies that you can create, and of course the sky is the limit here, so I think you can, there's so much you can do, but you could do something like a checklist, a calendar, recipe booklet, guides, like PDF guides of sorts, prompts, like people really like prompts and lists of things, tutorials, a little walkthrough, maybe a little like video behind the scenes tutorial of something, a template, people really love templates, a screen share tutorial or a video showing somebody how to do something. You could do a video lesson, like a little video drip lesson over the course of 2 or 3 days or something. A secret podcast episode. So you can set that up pretty easily and have a link to a podcast episode that's not publicly available. An audio guide or some audio thing of some sort. Like I would love like a meditation freebie or a visualization freebie. I think that's a great idea. A webinar, of course, that's one of the things that I use. They still work really well. It just kind of has to be for the right thing and it has to be done right. That's for sure. So I use a combo of a couple of these things because I believe in having a little bit of a buffet of options, because everybody has different preferences and ways of consuming information. I always think about the fact that there are people out there who need and want a thing like a webinar. They want to sit with you for an hour, dive in, really learn. It's a great way to get people to get to know you, like, and trust you in order to purchase something that's more expensive from you in the long run. However, there are also people who's just like, give me the checklist, give me the guide, give me the list of prompts, you know, that's valid too. And I want those people on my email list too. So I like to have kind of one from each category. I would say at any given point I have a lot of freebies, but I'm kind of focusing on 3 freebies per quarter or something like that, with my webinar always being one of them because it's like my foundational one. So I think it's really helpful to give these freebies a really good title, a little snappy title with a benefit or a quick win that's like built into it, or at least like tell me what this thing's going to do. And so when you think about titling, build that into your title. I don't typically use anything like AI resources or something like this, but this is actually where those kinds of tools like ChatGPT are helpful, because you can put your freebie in either like the text of it and say, give me a title that has a benefit driven, give me a benefit driven title for this freebie that is for, and then explain what it's for, like for your people, the type of people that you're helping, like for somebody who wants to learn how to go skiing for the first time. I don't know. So something like that. So you can use it for that. You can also tell it to make it SEO optimized, which can help. That's just one option. Obviously, if you have some ideas on your own, do that. But you can always use prompts like that to help just generate some ideas and then make them your own. I would just encourage you not to make your title too like quippy, cutesy, catchy. We want to be clear while also having something that's easy to just say, like on social media. You want to think about like, oh, if I have to repeat this name over and over and over again on social media, is it easy to say? Is it quick? Is it easy for copy? That kind of stuff. So nothing too long, nothing too tricky, just straightforward. Now, a few common mistakes before we go with freebies. One of the common mistakes I see with freebies is that they get too overloaded. By that, I don't mean that you give away too much value. If you've ever seen any of my freebies, hopefully you know that my freebies are full of value. That's not the problem, but we want to make these digestible and doable, because we want people to have a quick win from this freebie, because that's going to show them the value in it, and it might also make them tell other people about it. We want them to have that quick win, that easy implementation of whatever it is that you're teaching them. You also just need something that's easy to explain. And so like, that's why I was saying, like, you can maybe have a title to your freebie, but then you know, maybe the subtitle is like 3 weeknight recipes you can make with no cooking skills required or something like that, so that you even have a tagline that dispels some of the myths around what you do. And the last common freebie mistake I see is that you don't end the freebie with some sort of call to action of what you want people to do next. So do you want them to go listen to a specific podcast episode, or do you want them to go watch your webinar, or DM you on Instagram, right? Tell them what to do. Pick one thing and tell them what to do. All right, with that, let's talk about how to get people to actually sign up for your email list, otherwise known as lead generation strategies.